Once a husband and wife were at a dinner party. While talking to some of their friends, the topic of marriage came up. Someone suggested to them to try marriage counseling. "Oh, we will never need that. My husband and I have a great relationship," the wife explains. "He is a communications consultant, and I am an actress. He talks really well to me, and I pretend to listen." My dear friends, after hearing 9 readings, I wonder how many of you would still be interested to hear my homily. Some of you perhaps would act and pretend to be interested. Some of you have a question in your mind that why we have 9 readings on Easter Vigil. The Easter Vigil is a beautiful and sacred liturgy that takes us on a journey through salvation history. The readings reminds us of God's faithfulness and his plan of redemption for humanity. From the creation of the world to the liberation of Israelites from Egypt, from the prophecies of Isaiah to the promises of the prophets, we see how God has been preparing the way for the coming of his Son, our Savior. The gospel passage narrates the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is the pinnacle of the Easter Vigil, as it proclaims the central event of our faith. Jesus triumphs over sin and death. So while it may seem like a lot of readings, each one contribute to the richness and the depth of the Easter Vigil, helping us to fully appreciate the Christ victory over death and sin. Jesus' resurrection from the dead has changed the lives of people yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Resurrection of Jesus first changed the lives of disappointed disciples. They had put all their trust and hope in Jesus while he was with them. But with the death of Jesus, they seemed to have lost everything, and they were full of fear to see what might happen next. And what did happen 2 days after death of Jesus was more amazing than anything they might have hoped for. Resurrection of Jesus transformed the life of the disappointed disciples. My dear friends, the resurrection of Jesus is the basis of our Christian faith. It is the greatest of all miracles, for it proves that Jesus is God. That is why St. Paul writes, "If Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain." This is a special night where we not only commemorate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also welcome new members into our faith community. They have responded to God's call, seeking to embrace the fullness of life in Jesus Christ and to become members of His church. As we welcome catechumens and candidates to the church, and we are also invited to renew our baptismal promises. As we continue our journey through the Easter season, let us allow the resurrection of Jesus to transform us. May God bless you.